Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 126 for Monday, November 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower at Monday's close after a thin and choppy day. Canola was down by 90 cents to $2 in the most active months, the January contract down 90 cents at $472.50 per ton. Canola had traded to both sides of unchanged throughout the day, lacking any clear direction, with speculators and commercials on both sides of the lightly traded market. A lack of aggressive farmer selling, weather concerns in South America, and a slightly softer tone in the Canadian dollar all provided underlying support, but farmer deliveries into the cash pipeline are still running above the pace of demand, and rising production ideas were also bearish in the background. From a chart standpoint, the January contract did touch the nearby support at $471 per ton, but managed to bounce off that level. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower. Soybeans down 5 to 7 cents, the January contract down 6 at $8.79 per bushel. Soybeans started the day on a firmer footing but turned down with speculative selling despite some solid export news. Weekly export inspections came in at over 2 million tons, while the USDA also reported a fresh 120,000-ton sale of U.S. beans to China this morning. Persistent uncertainty over the state of the South American soybean crop helped limit the losses, although recent rainfall in some areas was said to be alleviating those dryness concerns. Corn was down 5 to 6 cents, the December contract down 6 at $3.76 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest is nearing completion, and the abundance of readily available supplies kept the bias to the downside. Poor end-user demand and the larger losses in wheat also weighed on prices. Wheat was down 8 to 15 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 15 at $5.07 per bushel. Wheat hit some of its best levels in 3 weeks on Friday, but speculative selling came forward to take values lower to start the new week. Improving moisture conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop contributed to today's declines, but weather concerns persist in other regions of the world, including Australia and the Black Sea region. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, November 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.